I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The film Amazing Grace will be making its debut February 23rd.
I once was blind, but now I see. Did I write that?
Yes, you did.
Now at last it's true.
Amazing Grace.
The World Evangelical Alliance is supporting the film. WEA's Jeff Tunnicliffe tells us about it.
It tells really the story of William Wilberforce, who was a British parliamentarian 200 years ago, who was a very committed evangelical Christian, who was very much involved in bringing end to the slave trade in the British Empire.
Tunnicliffe is hoping the film encourages Christians to be more actively involved in issues of the day. Resources are available to help churches motivate Christians. Go to our website. Next, more rains over the weekend made an already miserable situation worse, triggering more flooding in Indonesia. More than 400,000 are homeless in Jakarta. Far East Broadcasting Company Indonesia is reaching out in Christ's name to help people in need through an emergency program called Heartline Care. They're offering aid following a disaster. FEBC is delivering food and water. They're also collecting blankets, clothes, soap, and medicine in the name of Christ. And Operation Mobilization's three-year project is almost complete. Their newest ship, the Logos Hope, will be commissioned on September 22nd. OM's Hans van Baeren says the ship holds 500 people and will minister daily to thousands of people from all over the world. Their mission?
It's all about people. Without people, they're just buckets of rust, I sometimes say. You know, they're tools, and people have to do it. So we pray, and they can pray with us, and even search their own heart if they're ready for a challenging time.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.